Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is hit by the pitch. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay takes first base on ball four. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. McKay moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-0 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sutherland moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McKay bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Braun moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McKay strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Bill Laxton now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Sutherland applying the tag. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Dan Meyer pinch runs for Bill Freehan. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Weiniger and back to McKay, who tags Thompson for the out. Meyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Weiniger drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LaFleur out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Horton moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bostock bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Tigers, 3. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horton is walked intentionally. Vic Albury now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Steve Braun. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. John Hiller now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 4 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 4 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Steve Luber now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Jerry Manuel pinch runs for Gary Sutherland. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.